So before we get to the rage, just one quick aura, and that is, so Yosef tells the brothers, Al tirguzu baderech, and everyone knows this chazal, we heard this when we were little children, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Lam Yosef lachin, Al tisasku bedvar alacha. Don't get too involved in advar alacha, Shemet tirguzu aleichem aderech, because you may get lost, and it may be dangerous. And the Gemara says, what do you mean? Uvelechtecha baderech, beshiftecha beveitzecha, uvelechtecha baderech. I thought you're supposed to learn when you travel. You're not just that, Elio and Elisha would have been a great risk had they not been learning while they were traveling. And the Gemara says, like, Kashi, you have to say there's two dinim, there's learning b'kinyas and there's learning b'iyan. The Chassam Sofer, this is in Chassam Sofer ala Torah and Parshas Vayigash. And this pasuk, Al Tirguzu Baderech, says a dover nifla. He says, Yesh Loimar. You know what he was telling them? Hainu behilchas egla rufa. He wasn't telling them don't learn. He was telling them don't learn the sugya of egla arufa. Now, what does the sugya of Egla Rufa have to do with anything? Egla Rufa is a parak at the end of Masechta Saita. Why would he have had a Havamini to be learning Egla Rufa? So it's based on different Chazal. Chazal say that when Yosef was sold by his brothers, he was in the middle of learning with his father, and the sugya that they were learning was the sugya of Egla Rufa. All these years later, Yaakov was very, very worried that Yosef, even though he was physically alive, he couldn't believe it, because spiritually there's no way he's still alive. So Yosef tells the brothers, I want you to go back and tell the Tata that I'm still holding in the sugya, in the lumdis, in the vart, in the ray that we talked about, in the sugya of Egla Rufa, I'm still holding in Egla Rufa. So says the Chassam Sofer, they must have started handling the sugya of Egla Rufa. This is what's going on right now. So he says, Al tirguzu baderech, don't be holding in the sugya of Egla Rufa. The question is, why not? Meaning, you want to learn Takfu Kayin, you want to learn Takfu Kayin. You want to learn Pesach Pasuach, learn Pesach Pasuach. But don't learn the sugya of Egla Rufa. He says, the reason is because the sugya of Egla Rufa deals with death. It deals with Misa. And Loi Misamna Milsa, Chassam Sofer says, it's not a good omen. While you're traveling, and we know the Satan is mekatrig when a person is in such a state, he says, don't be learning something that can maybe trigger these types of things. Says the Chassam Sofer, Valkein Nichshol Yosef Bederech Ba'askoi Bedavar Loitav. I don't know if it's not a coincidence that Yosef originally, the whole story happened when he was learning this. Right, we heard this a million times. It started when he was learning Egla Rufa. Zok the Chassam Sofer Simon Milsehi. And there was a simon that he was learning something very scary, and you see what ended up happening. Shmuel Badik Besifra, says the Chassam Sofer. Chulin Tzadikayim Abbas. This is the Gemara we mentioned last night. Rabbi Yochanan was Badik Biyanuka, and Shmuel was Badik Besifra. So you see that what you learning matters, and that's what he means. Badik Pesifra. We said Badik Pesifra means Gara Lagra. Shmuel Badik Pesifra, that what he was learning somehow determined, played a role in what his fate was going to be. Chassam Sofer said, Yosef Atzadik had a hergish that maybe the fact that he was learning Egla Rufa, that somehow caused the Mechira. So he tells the brothers, Al Tirguzu Baderech, you're traveling now, you're going to be in a little bit of risk. Don't learn the sugya of Egla Rufa. So what came to mind is, you know, we mention this all the time, but it's, you know, people say that in Chassam Sofer's yeshiva in Presburg, they used to, there's different anecdotes and different stories. One of the versions I heard was is that they once learned Masechtas Ma'ikatan and they learned Perek V'Elu Magalchen, and Rahman al-Tzlan, a lot of the Bachrim in the yeshiva ended up sitting Shiva, because Perek V'Elu Magalchen is the old halachas of Hilchas Aveilus, and this was something that the Chassam Sofer was very, very sensitive to. Truth is, we say this all the time, it's Mefurish in the Sefer HaZikaron. The Sefer HaZikaron is the autobiographical work that the Chassam Sofer himself wrote in the year 1809, related to the events of the French Revolution and when Presburg was under siege. So he says, right at the beginning of the narrative, he says that the beginning of the year happened shortly after Hashanah Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres, right? The Tkufa that we're learning about now, Masechtas Tainis, was around that time. And he says, the yeshiva finished learning Masechtas Gittin. And we started learning Masechtas Shchulin. So he says, V'gozarti yoim echo tainis. I was geyser a yoim tainis. Yoim tainis, right? That's what we're learning. He was geyser a yoim tainis on the whole Presburg yeshiva, koidem ascholos ha-mesechta, before we start learning Masechtas Shchulin. K'mavur b'sefer chsidim. Asnoivis says, mavur in sefer chsidim. Lehis anois koidem ascholos ha-shchulin, v'yevomis. And gam b'zeh yesh oid hergish l'meivin. He said, if someone's a maven, he would understand the hergish, that this is what he should do. So the Chassam Sofer said that he instituted a fast. It's literally written in the first person by the Chassam Sofer, before they learned Shchulin and before they learned yevomis. Doesn't say anything about Ma'ikatan, but before, maybe they didn't learn Ma'ikatan, but before they learned Chulin and before they learned Yevamis, he mentions this, that they were guys at Tainas. This is the Chassam Sofer Lishitasai who held Simani Milsi, and that's what it means. Shmuel Bodik Besifra. Shmuel was Bodik, depending on what he was learning, that somehow would dictate and determine different things that he would do. He wouldn't travel if he was learning certain things. Yosef Atzadik had a Hergish Lemevin, like the Chassam Sofer says, that maybe learning Egla Rufa played a role in the whole Mechira, and that's why he told the brothers, Al Tirgazu Baderech. What did he mean? We're just handling the Sugya Egla Rufa, and I know you're going to come in, and the first thing you're going to tell the Tata is the Lumdis that Yosef HaTzadik just said, because that's going to be the Siman and Milsa that Yosef HaTzadik is okay, and that Oid Yosef Chai. But Al Tirgazu Baderech, don't talk about it now, because that, I don't know if it's really a good idea. Either way.